On the Edge with April Mahoney brings. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hi, brains. How you doing today? I hope everything is going your way. And if not, we've got a coach, C. Renee Washington. Oh, yes, she's a master coach and a mindset maven. She is coming here to talk to us on the edge. You know, she has studied the art of life coaching with Dr. Martha Beck, Oprah's personal coach, and with a background that includes 25 years of working in a busy, demanding corporate environment. She encapsulates the familiar challenges that hardworking, high-achieving women face today. Renee now coaches women facing that same intersection in life and are at the crossroads midway. Her dream has now come true. And in this way, in this next chapter of her life, Washington is now driving other women alongside of her with clarity, purpose, passion, and some great girlfriends. Brains, do you need a ride? You better get on in, because we're here with C. Renee Washington. Good morning. How are you, wonderful?
Oh, I am fabulous. I'm so glad to be with you, April.
Well, the brains are happy to have you, absolutely. You know, you're really talking some deep stuff, because people don't, and I'm going to say people, but women, we really don't connect, you know, the second half of our life. And you're going to talk to us about being, I use the term, nifty after 50. They think it's
all
over,
right now.
You know. They look in
yes.
the mirror and they say, you know, my body has changed and my hair is gray and, you know, I don't feel sexy and all of that. And so we need someone like you with your expertise to help us navigate through that landscape. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience and your history?
Yes, so let me put that in a little nutshell for everybody. And yes, hello, brains. I'm so excited to be here with you.
I love it.
my journey started around 45, moving into this stage where I am now, because that's when I started feeling real discombobulated. I wanted to disappear from my life. I was in a 20-year marriage and a 20-plus year career, and things just started going wonky. I mean, life had been pretty good up until that point, but all of a sudden, things were not what they needed to be for me. And what I, you know, long story short, found out was that, one, I was in the midst of menopause, full-blown
menopause.
Ooh, girl,
you was in the middle of the big M?
Oh, my God, yes. And, you know, what you hear about it is hot flashes, all these physical things. Mine was not physical. It was emotional. And that's
really?
One thing I would say, yes. That's one thing I would say to the brains is, we're not educated on menopause. That's something we're not told about. But there's so much that
no,
women are
not educated.
No, because
we're too busy sweating and melting away.
Yes, but it's so much more to it than that. And my GYN diagnosed me, and I, you know, I'm a big reader, so I started, you know, researching. What is this menopause thing? Why am I feeling like I'm losing my mind? And what I found out is that, you know, women, we are the nurturers, we're the tenders, befrienders, we take care of everybody else's stuff, and can kind of neglect our own stuff. And so what
right.
that book told me, Dr. Christiane Northrup's book, The Wisdom of Menopause, the big thing I got out of it is that this is a stage of life where what we have suppressed is going to bubble up, and you cannot ignore it. That was what
wow.
my stuff was. Yes,
okay.
yes, and yes. And I, you know, I don't regret my first marriage. I mean, he was a good man, but, you know, the marrying in your 20s is a gamble because you don't really know who you are then. And
right.
so it's a gamble as to whether or not two people will actually be able to grow together. And
right.
I was carrying some stuff. I realized that that just became too heavy for me. And
well, I'm glad that you
my
have the sensibility and the bandwidth and the wherewithal to consciously uncouple, you know.
Oh, my.
Because that's
yeah,
huge,
well,
too.
Yeah. And it was, you know, it's a process. You know, it didn't just happen immediately. And the big thing that did happen in April was I made a decision. I decided I can't leave my marriage. I'm a good Christian girl. I can't get a divorce. We were married to I was married to this man, and my sister ended up marrying his brother. So it was this big family thing, and so it was a little complicated.
Wow.
But the right after I decided to stay in my marriage, I had a mini stroke. And when I was in that hospital on the gurney, I realized that I needed to make some changes in my life. I just couldn't keep sucking it up. And that's when I decided. And even after making that decision, it was about a year later before I was actually divorced. And then I needed to keep my job because I wasn't having my job. I was kind of burned out there too. But then I had to take care of myself, so I had to keep my job. But eventually I had to make a decision about that too. And what precipitated that decision was several things, but the biggest two things was, one, my mother died, and she died unexpectedly. And it made me realize, we say life is short, but it made me realize how arbitrary life really is. Some people live a long time, some people don't. I talk about the Rolling Stones and how they all look like death warmed over, but they're all still here rocking out.
Right, and they're still rocking out.
Yeah, still rocking out, I was like, what's wrong with this picture? But and my mother, who was vibrant and beautiful, she left here unexpectedly. And so that made me, get up and pay attention. And then the company that I worked with, great company, I built a great life through working there. But they had changed the retirement criteria three times while I was there. And I realized that I was letting some outside entity decide the trajectory of my life. And I sat in my little cubicle. I was a HR manager. I was over the management training program, and I was a coach in the company. And I'm helping other people direct their paths and their lives. And I'm sitting there going, and you are not directing your own.
Right.
And so I decided that even though I was 2 years away from being able to officially retire, that I needed to go now. I had, I'm a praying woman. I had been praying for God to change my heart, my mind, my attitude, and I was getting more and more miserable. And I realized it wasn't the company, because that's what we do. We externalize this job, this boss, this husband, this person, It wasn't anything outside of me, it was inside of me. I had changed. And
you had to get out of your own way, and I totally understand that.
Yes, I had to get out of my own way. And that's why, when I coach women, my mantra is, let that shit go.
That's right. I'm with you. So in the process of doing all of that, I wanted to definitely ask you about your training, because this is somebody that's on my life list. I want to meet that Martha Beck. I've read her book, Steering by Starlight. Somebody gave it to me. And I tell you, it spoke to every aspect of who I was, who I aspired to be, and how to get there. How was working with Martha Beck and that training?
She's amazing. So her coaching program was something that, because I'm a big old magazine reader, and so I would see her every month. I would read her column and say, oh, my gosh, does she know me? She is talking straight to me.
Right,
and
right.
And so I looked, since I was a coach in my corporate career, I did look at her program, and when I retired from the company, I had no plan. I just knew I had to go. But people kept calling me for coaching. Women kept calling me for really men and women, but I decided to focus on women. And that's when I just decided, let me check out this Martha Beck life coaching training. And I took her. It's a 9-month program. She has a lot of master certified coaches who are most of the program, but once a month we had a call with Martha. And during that 9 months, you go out to California to meet her. And she is phenomenal. She is wise.
I don't know how I've missed her, and I'm right here in California. There was an opportunity big conference, but I am definitely on my life list, because she really gives us some strategies. So with her training and your expertise with her, you were able to build a business model and a coaching program for women. Tell us a little bit about your coaching program and your philosophy and turnkey approach to success.
So my coaching program is called the Midlife Manifest, and it is geared toward women who are in their 50s or older or late 40s and are looking ahead and being proactive. But, yes, and it is about women wrapping their mind around it, the fact that this is our time, this stage of life, all that's come before, to all that you've experienced, good, bad, whatever, this has brought you to where you are today. And this is the time of life where it all comes together for you. This is where you can start putting yourself first. This is the time of life where you should have more flexibility in time, financial resources, and this is where you can, use all that you've done. One of my things I say all the time is nothing is wasted. Women, that I coach, they beat themselves up about, well, I'm not this, or I didn't do this.
Right.
You learn something from every experience.
Every rite of passage, yes, ma'am.
Yes. There's a message in your mess.
That's right.
Use it. Use it to move you forward, not to keep you stuck. So I have this 6-month mastermind, and it has evolved. If you started out as a 5-week program, and the women in there, and I agree that that's not long enough. You need more time, because what I see too is that, you may get what you want, but you don't keep it, because you haven't really dealt with how you get in your own way. And so
you ain't dealt with your stuff.
You ain't dealt with it, and so that's what we do in this program. I'm your coach in your pocket. I'm your concierge coach. I'm with you for 6 months, and it's a group program, but there's a lot of individual work with me too. And so this is your time to get that vision, work that vision, and live it.
Right. And so, I listen to what you say, and it's very, very powerful. It's very, very empowering. But I also had a conversation with you, and it really lightened my heart, because you have a great network of personal friends, the Viva Girls. And me, I live a very, very public life, but I'm very private at home. And I have great girlfriends, but I'm very selective, and I don't travel with them very much, because you get there and folks be wanting to do different stuff. Tell us how important it is, number one, to continue with that female bonding, have those friendships, and what those friendships have taught you and helped you balance yourself out.
Oh, I think it is life critical. One of the saddest things that I can hear a woman say to me is, I don't really have any friends. Oh my gosh, I don't have women friends. And so, yes, I have this group of girlfriends. We call ourselves the Divas. We started as a book club, and only 2 or 3 of us would actually read the book every month, and so we have evolved into more of a social club. But we are a group of powerful, independent, be-about-it women. And so when you said that about traveling together, quick funny story. One of the women who recently has started rolling with us, she told me, you know, the friend that connected her, she said for years she would try to get me to go places with you. And I would say, you know what, I don't hang with women. Women are messy, I'm not hanging with women. But then when we decided to go to Greece a few years ago, she decided to go on that trip because she wanted to go to Greece. But she told her girlfriend, but I'm not going to be hanging with y'all. I'm going on the trip, but I won't be.
Good luck with that one. You'd be at the hotel by yourself.
She said, oh, my God. I went back. She's a doctor. She said, I went back to my office, and I told everybody, oh, y'all need to meet these Vivas. They are the best. Oh, I want to move to Birmingham, where most of us live. But even when we move away, we still stay connected. So, yes, that is one of the things that I encourage the women I work with to do, is to assess your relationship.
Right.
Drop the ones that are toxic. Connect to women, because there are women out there. When we travel together, yes, we are together, but we are not joined at the hip. If somebody, one or two or whatever, wants to go here, they do that. We do what we want to do. We are not needy, but we are connected. And so our husbands or the men in our lives always tell us, I've never seen a group of women like you before. Y'all are just so drama-free. And, you know, every now and then we might have a little dust-up, but we move.
Well, that's all right. I mean, that keeps it interesting. That keeps the brain stimulated. You gave a great segue when you talk about love. You know, when you are hitting that second part of your life, 45, there's a whole lot of things going on. Some of it attributed to menopause. There's, you know, low libido, low sex drive. You know, you got the mood swings. You know, you just don't feel attractive. You got body images. You got them bad kids and them badass grandkids. All of that. But I want you to speak to a little bit about the importance of love because, again, as you've mentioned, you know, you ended your first marriage, you consciously uncoupled, but then you found love again. How did that present itself to you in the second part of life, and what did you learn from the first thing that you were able to, you know, navigate, incorporate, or maybe extract from the next marriage?
Yes. So the first thing you have to do is you have to look in that mirror and love yourself.
Yes.
Right where you are right now. You need to get naked and look at your body from head to toe and say, hello, gorgeous, in that mirror.
That's right.
And when I tell my clients that, they laugh and they're like, really? I'm like, really? Because this is the thing. The most powerful tool we have is repetition. But what we do is we repeat negativity to ourselves on a daily basis, subconsciously and consciously. We're always telling ourselves what we are not. Start telling yourself what you are. You are here. You are beautiful. You are a gift from God. Tell yourself that every day. Look in that mirror. I don't care. You earn those lumps and bumps, and we continue to grow and get better. So it's not true that only skinny women are happy.
Right.
That's not true. So, you know, stop,
and it's not true that only men are in love with skinny women. That's not it.
Exactly. Yes. And so, yes, I, you know, I had to, you know, get to know myself again, get to know who I was, and I was really specific about what I want. You know, another thing I see that they say that the divorce rate for second marriages is higher than first marriages, and that's because what we do is we look at that first marriage and say, he was this, so I'm not getting that again. But we don't focus on what we want in totality. So we don't get that first thing we didn't like, but then they got something else that comes up. And so you need to get real clear with yourself and separate out that person, that first relationship, and just get in tune to the essence of who you are and what you want in a relationship, period. Not lined up against what the first one was, but just about what you want. And so I made a list of everything I wanted in my next relationship.
And
I wasn't
list.
Looking for a husband. I was just looking for a relationship. But I wrote it down. And he lined up with everything except I love to dance. He doesn't like to dance, but I'm working on it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay. That's all right. You can dance with the diva with the Viva sisters.
That's right. That's right. And we do. We dance together.
That's right. Well, I'm glad that you are dancing to the beat of your own drum. You know, when women get out of their own way, again, they lose direction. So I'm so glad that there are powerful women like you that are out there that are helping them navigate the landscape of their life. Can you give us some takeaways, I mean, some real concrete stuff that we can grab hold to, sink our teeth in when we're looking at ourselves naked in the mirror and having that conversation?
Yeah.
You know, what do we do to embrace that? What do we do to love those bumps and curves?
Yes. So, yes, own who you are. Get to know who you really are, not who people tell you you are, not who you think you should be. Get to know who you truly are and love that. Get okay with that. Forgive yourself for what you think you didn't do or should have been or how you messed up, whatever, because we all have. We all got our crap. I don't care. I know we see a lot of stuff out in the world where people seem like they're living the high life and ain't nothing happening bad. It's not true.
Right. They fake in the funk.
Oh, my God, yes. And, you know, there's a purpose for that, too. But don't incorporate into making you feel less than. So, you know, get to know who you truly are. If you don't you know, if you don't love children, it's okay not to love children. If you don't, you know, if you don't want to travel everywhere if you like being a homebody, it's okay to be a homebody. Just get to know who you really are and be good
right.
with that. And repeat positive messaging to yourself on a daily basis. April, I'm telling
that NLP
you,
is critical, neuro-linguistic programming. I have a conversation with myself every morning. I have that I am, that positive who I am, that reassertion.
Yes.
And then I also challenge myself and say, these are things that I would like to embrace. These are things that I would like to change. These are things that I would like to discard. So that's a part of the conversation, too, when you say getting to know yourself.
Yes.
When you say getting to know yourself, are you encouraging women to journal? Are you encouraging them to take courses? Are you encouraging meditation? Are you encouraging diet, exercise? Give me a little deeper layer of when you say get to know yourself, because some people are so lost, girl, they don't have no idea who they are.
You are right, yes. And so I'm encouraging all of that. Find what works for you, because that's another thing. You look at somebody and you see what they're doing. Well, I'm going to do that. Ooh, I don't like that. So you just stop. No,
right.
Keep trying to figure out what works for you. We need to have healthy habits, but don't make yourself miserable in that. You know, if you hate the gym, don't go to the gym. Walk in the park.
Right.
You know,
here I am on this damn treadmill. Y'all know I hate this treadmill. When they could have just had a nice little walk around the park or take the dog outside.
Exactly.
I got you. Don't overthink it.
Yes. I can, you know, meditation. Ooh, I got to get it right. You know, ooh,
right.
5 minutes. I can't do this anymore. Do it for 3 minutes.
Right.
Just get still just get still with yourself for a few minutes every day. If you, the more you do, that's another, we opt out of things so quickly. Give yourself the chance to really know whether it works for you or not. You know, because everything is not going to be easy necessarily, but is it valuable to you? You know, I just started a boot camp. It's at 6 o'clock in the morning on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and let me tell you, that is hard for this sister. But the bigger value in it is what I wrap my mind around. Because at the end of that hour, I am so glad I got myself there. Because doing it at the end of the day, that ain't gonna happen. So I get my butt up and I get myself there. And I remind myself, if you stop, you're gonna have to start over again. Don't stop.
And what happens is, you know, so many times, you know, so many people are thrusting forward that they do not look back. And they don't understand what it is to just be still, to just be content.
Yes.
You know, they're always chasing that happiness high. It's like the next hit off of a crack pipe. You know, what's going to make me happy? What's going to do this? Instead of just kind of being in the moment and owning it, owning your imperfections.
Yes.
Your imperfections are what make you perfect because it's the realization and the manifestation of who you are and who you're meant to be. Really?
Yes.
I don't know who don't get that.
Yes.
It's real simple.
Oh, my gosh.
It's real simple.
You know, we are, again, that connects to owning who you are. I have one of my best friends, she does not like to travel a lot. You know, she likes being at home. She likes spending time with her children, you know, her grandchildren. That is fine. You know, you don't just, when you look at somebody else and you think, oh, I should be doing that, what you're connecting to is the joy you see in them. So find your own joy. Your joy doesn't have to look like their joy. You're not connecting to that thing necessarily. You may be, but it may not be. It may just be the feeling that you see in them. So find that for yourself.
Well, you know what? I have found it here with you, and I enjoyed this conversation so much. Thank you for all the loving listeners and brains that are tuning in. Oh, my God, they're loving on you. Yes, they are. And I thank you so much for coming to the edge. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you. I know that you have a virtual presence, how they can connect with you one-on-one, get some coaching, maybe even get lucky enough to roll with the Viva Girls. I'm thinking about it.
So there are two ways that you can connect with me. One, you can go to my website and join my blog. It's crenecoach.com. That's crenecoach.com. And you can join my blog, or you can join my free Facebook group, The Midlife Manifest. Midlife Manifest. Put that in the search box, and you can join me there. And my mastermind program is starting soon, the Midlife Manifest, and you'll get information about that in either of those places. And when that rolling with me, I include a retreat in that mastermind. So, yes, I love to take women on retreats and show them how to creatively change their life. We have a blast. So, yes.
Well, I'm ready to blast off. Really, I am here from the edge. Thank you so much, Steve Renee Washington, for being here with me on the edge and my brains. We really appreciate what you're saying, what you're doing, how you're feeling. And thank you so much for the awakening, you know, and sharing that with us, because nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. And, you know, so we have to really kind of not be a carbon copy of somebody else's dream, but shine the light on who we are. And we can do that even in midlife and manifest some wonderful things. So I thank you again for being here on the show with me and my brains. Brains, go back and listen to other edgy conversations. We got neuro-linguistic programming, food, art, entertainment, erotic sex, even how to talk to your kids about sex or not have sex at all, how you feel about being celibate. We talk about all that good stuff, and all that happens in midlife and afterlife and before life. So hang with us here on the edge. Steve Renee Washington, you gonna come back with us and send me some information about that retreat. I want to hang with the Viva girls. I'm excited.
All right, April, thank you. This has been a Fab Friday experience.
All right, brains, I expect for you to have an exceptional day, and be sure to put on a smile, because if you don't, you're not fully dressed. I love you guys. Have a great day.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.